Proclamation number 3795 of June 9, 1946. Let me take abode in your hearts. Let me take abode in your hearts. Let me become effective in you and thus be in you with all my strength. This is your goal on earth, that you shape yourselves such that nothing will prevent me from dwelling with you and that you will become my children forever through your union with me. However, you must first remove everything impure from your hearts because I cannot dwell where there is filth, where my eternal order has not yet been established, which my living creations have overturned through their own will. Only where there is order, where my law of eternity is observed, can I myself also be there and make you happy temporarily and eternally. But my law of eternity demands love, and walking along without love also means living in disorder, which excludes my presence. Thus you have to shape yourselves into love and you will completely fulfill my will, and if you keep my commandments of love you will be pleasing to me. I will draw close to you myself. I will find a well-arranged abode in your hearts and can take abode in it, and you may now constantly associate with me. You now carry my spirit within you, recognizable to yourselves, for you can always and constantly hear it. There is now no longer any separation between the spiritual spark resting within you and the Father Spirit of eternity, for you carry me myself in your heart, you have united with me through love. All of you should try to reach this goal. Let me already take abode in your hearts on earth and you'll already be happy on earth. For what my spirit offers you are treasures for eternity which will make you more happy than earthly possessions, which you will no longer desire once you have accepted me myself into your hearts. My spirit guides you into all truth. My spirit gives you the power of realization. I myself always and constantly teach you the highest wisdom. I give you food and drink and take over every concern for your spiritual and physical well-being. For now I am the Lord in my house. I rule and reign in you, you who have freely accepted me into your heart, into my house, which I will never ever leave once you have offered it to me as an abode and prepared it well. And my presence is now your bliss. In my presence you will feel safe and secure. I am a comforter to the abandoned. I am a protector to the afflicted. I am a friend and brother to my own, just as I am the most caring father to all my children from eternity. And I constantly hand out gifts of grace, strength and light, as I have promised. I consider my own because they have given me the right to care for them, because they have offered their hearts to me and prepared themselves to receive through love. And thus my word shall be fulfilled, for it is truth and will remain truth for all eternity. Amen.